It is undisputed that a mother plays a different role in the family than a father. It is equally undisputed that mothers in Christ are not fathers in Christ, but both roles and the associated ministries are important in the people of God. In the book of Judges, Deborah calls herself a mother in Israel in her remarkable song in chapter 5. This is much more than a biographical aside. It is a spiritual distinction and at the same time a challenge for sisters in all ages. The people of God still need such mothers today, not only in the literal sense, but especially in the spiritual sense. Mothers in Christ are sought after because they are in demand. In the midst of increasing spiritual disorientation, weariness, and resignation, there is a need for sisters who see themselves as mothers in faith among God's people and who are willing to fulfill this task with love, faithfulness, and wisdom. The example of Deborah. What characterizes such a mother among God's people? Deborah provides a good illustration. She was a prophetess and a judge, see Judges 4:4. But the Holy Spirit focuses not primarily on her public ministry, but on her heart. She was a mother to the people of God. Her ministry was characterized by qualities that still guide sisters who want to be used by the people of God today. What defines spiritual mothers? Communion with God. Deborah lived under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim, Judges 4:5. One can assume that this was a place of retreat for her, where she experienced the nearness of God. Spiritual mothers are women who first live with the Lord in secret and are shaped by that experience. Their influence begins in communion with God, in reading His Word, and in prayer, not in public. Insight into God's thoughts. As a prophetess, Deborah possessed spiritual discernment. She saw the negative developments among the people of God and wanted to do something about them. Like other prophetesses in the Old Testament, for example, Miriam, Huldah, or the wife of Isaiah, she shared in God's plans. Women who live with God have biblical insight and can thus help others gain a divine perspective through their advice and experience. Spiritual discernment. Deborah judged the people. She had the trust of others to administer justice and settle disputes. Such discernment does not develop overnight. It is the result of intimate fellowship with God and insight into His thoughts. Women who are grounded in the Word of God can provide guidance to others, especially younger women, but not only them. An eye for spiritual needs. Deborah could not save Israel herself. That was not her task as a woman. But she saw that Barak was called to be an instrument in God's hand, but he needed encouragement. Deborah allowed herself to be used for this very purpose. Mothers in Christ see where others' ministries need encouragement and strengthen them through their words and prayers. Motivation for spiritual warfare. Deborah herself did not go into battle, but she motivated others to take responsibility. Women are not called to stand in the public ministry of preaching. God has appointed the brothers for this. Nor do they take on leadership roles in the local church. But they can very well strengthen men of God in their faith and remind them of their calling and their tasks. A heart full of praise and thanksgiving. Judges 5 is a unique song. It shows that Deborah not only had deep insight, but also knew how to praise God. Spiritual mothers live from a grateful heart and help others to keep their eyes on the Lord and not forget to praise Him. Clarity about her role. Deborah certainly took on tasks in a special situation among God's people that should actually have been performed by men, similar to the prophetess Huldah in the time of Josiah. But Deborah did not overstep her position as a woman. She did not take on tasks that God had assigned exclusively to men, but she did what she could, and she did it with complete devotion. Mothers in the New Testament. The New Testament also knows spiritual mothers. Some of them are mentioned by name as role models for today. Phoebe was a faithful servant of the church in Cenchrea. She was helpful and responsible and was recommended by Paul with great respect. He attested that she had been a helper, a caregiver to many, even to himself. What exactly this care consisted of is not specified. Priscilla served together with her husband Aquila. She practiced hospitality and was a spiritual help to others. As a married couple, they were a haven for other believers. The daughters of Philip prophesied. This does not mean that they did so in the local assembly, but they did not do so in a vacuum either. Even today, sisters are allowed to pass on spiritual insight within the framework of biblical order, especially to other women. The biological mother of Rufus was a spiritual mother to Paul. That is a special testimony and a special praise. It shows how much sisters can also help brothers in the faith through maternal care, hospitality, and affection. Motherly service, a task for all. Paul writes an interesting sentence to the Thessalonians. It reads, "We were gentle among you, like a nursing mother caring for her own children." 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. Of course, Paul did not take on the role of a woman, but he uses an image from the world of motherhood for his own ministry. In verse 11, it is the image of the Father. It is about tenderness, nourishment, and care. This shows that maternal traits are not only a matter of gender, but also of spiritual character. In this sense, men can also serve motherly. A word of encouragement. The call to spiritual motherhood among God's people should not be ignored. More than ever, we need spiritual sisters who live out this ministry in their own unique way and role. Above all, this requires devotion, that is, a heart for the Lord and for our brothers and sisters. Those who live with the Lord will be used by Him, perhaps in secret, but with results that will one day be recognized before the judgment seat of Christ. Therefore, where are they, the mothers in Christ? Where are they who pray, comfort, give wise counsel, encourage, listen, serve, and love?